Hi, my name is John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer with the Link Product Group, and in this video I'll show you how you can use C# code and the model API in the Link 2010 SDK to start an IM conversation. I created a simple application using code presented in the walkthrough topic authored by my colleague John Austin, which I'm going to show you here. It's in the MSDN library. You want to drill down to the servers and enterprise development node and then find Link and Link 2010. Go down to Link 2010 API concepts and Link model API concepts, and then under that open up conversation walkthrough concepts, and you'll see a topic toward the top of the stack there, walkthrough start an IM conversation. And you can see in John's topic he's added object model art, which typically does, procedures and instructions, and there's sample code. So let's take a look at the sample application itself. I'm going to click the button to launch the code. You can see that there's message boxes to tell us what's happening inside the application. Conversation added event has occurred. Participant added event has occurred, and you can see there's two SIP URIs are added near the sender and receiver for the instant message. The send message method is called, and you see there's our message, and the send message callback has been called, and the conversation state has changed to active. Let's go look at the receiving computer. There's an invite for our message. And you see there's the message. I'm going to type a simple reply and hit enter. And we can go back to the sending computer, see the reply. And the instant message received event has occurred. And we'll go ahead and stop debugging and we'll take a look at the code itself. On the XAML page you can see, just as I said, basically all I did was add a button and a click event. And then in the C# code, notice that the application template added a reference to link.model, and I added a using statement, and there's also a reference to system.config and a using statement. And I'll walk through the methods and events in the order that I expect them to occur. First, in the button click event, I check to verify that Link is signed in. If so, then I call the start conversation method. In the start conversation method, I create a list object and use the configuration manager class, and this is why I added a reference to system.config, to get the user URI I'm sending the message to, and see the value here that's added to the string variable. I got that information out of the app.config file. And then I register a delegate for the conversation added event. In this last statement here, I call the add conversation method, and it returns a conversation added, returns a conversation object. In the conversation added event handler, I register delegates for the participant added and state changed events. And I add a remote participant, which is the person I'll send the instant message to. And to do this, I use the getContactByURI method on the contact manager, and the string variable here, again, is from the app.config file, and we got this back in the start conversation method. In the participant added event handler, I check to verify that the participant added is not me, and that the message modality instant message is available, and then I perform two tasks. I register a delegate for the instant message received event, and I call the send message method. And in the send message method, I verify that the modality action enum value send instant message is available, and then I call the begin send message method. And there are two different overloads. The one I'm using here, there are three parameters: message text, a callback method, and an object that I sent to null. The other overload allows you to specify content type, which includes things like rich text, GIF, and HTML. And then finally, in the send message callback, I check that the asynchronous call is complete, and I call the end message method of the conversation. And that's it. Thanks for watching.